We now have Chuck from Dallas on the line with a question for pinup legend Betty Page, who is just no question about it, an icon on the internet. She has always been an icon for many, many select people who knew her as the pinup queen of the 50s, the most photographed woman of the ages, and many, many models today trying to emulate her look. Chuck from Dallas, hi.
Yes, Betty, I'd like to ask you, did you pose for the Vargas pictures, or were they done from photographs, or how was that done?
I never posed for
the Vargas pictures. The Vargas drawings just had you pegged.
Yeah,
I think his pictures, his calendars were popular in the 20s and 30s.
Well, no, but there's some newer ones out, and of course the whole theme from Rocketeer. Of course, I understand you found out about that afterwards, that he had based that on your pictures. But so much of the cartooning looks just so much like you. It's just too much to be a a coincidence.
I know Dave and a couple of other artists just put another comic book out on me, and looks a whole lot like me. All Dave's pictures look just like me.
Now, are you?
Except he makes me look like I'm 16 years old.
Well, and of course you are. You are.
You're just an enduring icon that just epitomizes what we're all looking for, especially when I was first exposed to the Vargas pictures, and then later your photographs at a young impressionable age, just kind of lets us know that that's what really we want to look for in the woman of our dreams.
Is that next-door neighbor face and a knockout body, right?
Exactly.
I think everybody liked my smile. They always said my smile was very nice to look at, and I had good white teeth.
Yeah, well, that, and you know, I understand someone even went to the point of measuring how far apart your eyes were. Because
I know, I read that one time.
Yes, that you have this very, very, doe-like look because your eyes are so far apart that you're so photogenic. Yeah, Dave Stevens of Rocketeer. Now, are you getting any of the money off of that?
No.
Okay, all right. Uh-oh, we haven't lost you, have we, Ben?
I got some original. It was sent to me, but I didn't really receive it.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. All right, we're going to get you some of this if it's the last thing we do, and I know this book is really popular. We have Don. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Don with Southbridge, Massachusetts. Is this Don Whitney?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. All right. This is our Don that took pictures of you that actually appear in the book. And, Don, Betty's on the line. Have at it. Say anything you'd like.
Hi.
Well, Betty, hello.
How are you doing?
This is a real thrill.
The pictures are just lovely.
Well, it is great.
Now, how did you get to put them in the book?
I want to thank you very much for sending me that beautiful personalized autographed copy of the book. I will cherish that.
Well,
and I remember just as if it were yesterday, that day in 1957 when we spent an hour and I took those colored photographs, Betty. This is great.
Well, now tell me, describe for the rest of the audience how that happened, because I understand, Don, you were an out-of-towner. And you you came in and just requested a model, and you just lucked out and got the Betty Page?
That's exactly what happened, and it's really quite amazing. I had occasion to go to New York on business periodically, and photography was my real hobby. And so I carried my camera with me, and I decided one time that what I would like to do is photograph a figure model. So I looked up in the telephone directories, I think, and found some photographic studios and ended talking with a woman who I believe owned the photographic studio, and I told her I'd like to photograph a figure model and would that be possible, and she said it might be. I went up and talked with her, so she interviewed me and knew who I was before she got the model. And she said she would try to get someone for, I think it was early in the evening, one summer evening. And I appeared at the appointed time and date, and by golly, there was Betty, and I was thrilled, to say the least. And we had a one-hour session. I took 20 colored slides. And the amazing thing is that, well, it isn't amazing, really, because Betty is just a natural, but every one of them came out well. I don't think Betty ever blinks. It was a great thrill, Betty.
Well, now I'm going to put you on the line here, Don, because what I'm curious about, and I've been wanting to ask this question, I realize you weren't in the camera club, you were an individual who came up, but the recurring question I have is, my gosh, well, first of all, Don, did you behave yourself?
You may hear my wife laughing in the back. Of course I behaved myself.
Okay.
Betty behaved herself, and she always would.
Anything from any of the camera club photographers.
Well,
or
any
professional photographer.
That's what I was wondering, because, you know, I know that the camera clubs back in the very repressive 50s, there weren't the kind of magazines out that are out today. I'm not so sure that we shouldn't go back to those times. But I know that there would be, you know, a lot of the way it was organized would be that, you know, they would bring a number of models out and the camera club members would come out. A lot of times, I know you much preferred the outdoor shots.
Oh,
but
I enjoyed going on the field trips outdoors. We'd go over into New Jersey, upstate New York, and out on farms. I was even driving a tractor in some of the pictures.
Right. You did a little bit of everything. But what I'm concerned about is that I know some of the pictures were taken in various homes or apartments of some of these camera club members, and I would just, if I had been you, Betty, I think I would have been very untrusting. But you say everyone was the perfect...
I never had a single ugly word said to me, or insinuation of any kind.
And not only that, but I understand that even sometimes when you were changing poses, if you didn't want to be exposed, everyone would wait until you told them to take
the
picture.
Yes, they would.
Well, that says really something for this, although I see that Buck Henry is quoted in here as saying that the camera clubs were kind of an excuse to, you know, ogle after naked women. And
that's what some people said. But if they were doing it, they kept it to themselves. The models never knew it.
All right. Well, Don, you got another chance to ask one more question.
Well, I really don't have a question to ask. I just want to say, Betty, that I'm delighted that your popularity has come forth within the past few years. It's very well deserved. And I'm just thrilled to have been a part of that book, and I'm equally thrilled to have had this opportunity to talk with you. So thank you for a memory that I will never forget.
And your wife even understands, huh, Don?
Yeah, my wife even understands, and she's sitting within 3 feet of me right now.
Well, that's great. Bless your hearts. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Don, and thanks for the email today. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciated your response and the opportunity to participate in this, and I want to thank Dave Hawley, too.
Well, he did some work, didn't he?
If it hadn't been for him, I would not have known about this.
Well, I'll tell you what, we need to get Dave Hawley working for General Publishing Group, too, and really get everybody on the Internet that hasn't picked up this book to get this, and we'll have you rolling in the dough, Betty.
All right.
Okay, thanks so much, Don.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Anne. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and bye to his wife, too. That was sweet. She was sitting right there next to him. You could hear her
was
laughing. Yeah, you could hear her laughing. Lou from Tucson, Arizona is on the line now. Lou, hi. Whoops, hello?
Hello.
Lou,
hi.
You're on with Betty Page.
Hi, Betty.
Hello.
How you doing?
Are you from out in the desert?
Yeah, Tucson, Arizona, Betty. I'm having a...
I bet it's 125 degrees out there now, isn't it?
And this is this the Lou Nigro or Negro or Nigro?
Lou Nigro.
Okay. Oh, I love your homepage. Betty, have you been introduced to the Internet? Have you seen what all these people have done for you?
No. What do you mean?
Well,
in on it.
They have built these graphic pages with occasional pictures of you and with their own. Oh, sometimes they write. There's one young woman named Burton who writes about I was a teenage Betty and you're just her icon and dream person. She sees herself as a young Betty herself. And
I was a teenage Betty.
Yes,
oh, that's unusual.
But Lou's got his picture.
Original.
His picture loaded up. I do have that right, don't I, Lou? Aren't you the one that has your picture loaded on your website?
Yeah, you're right, Ann. I'm the one that has the picture up there. As they say, Betty is much better looking. And if anybody wants to get at the page, it's www.highheels.com.
That's right, yourhighheels.com. Okay.
Yeah, it's spelled H-I-H-E-E-L-S. And, I've been a Betty fan for many years, and I just wanted to say hello to her tonight, and it's a pleasure to get in.
You bet. Now, Lou, were you aware of Betty back in the 50s then?
Yes, I was. I am old enough that I was aware of. As a matter of fact, Dave and I are good friends. We've spent a lot of time putting these pages together. And Dave's a lot younger than I am, so I don't think he remembers it from back then. But I do, Betty, and I remember all of the magazines from back then that you were on the covers of, Wink and Peep Show and all of those, Betty.
Bert and Titter, Beauty Parade, it was a whole raft of Harris's magazines.
Yeah, and
that was some of the first modeling I ever did for his girly books.
Right, and on the back cover of the book is Show, Carnival, and I think there was one called Bizarre. It's not Bazaar,
yeah.
It's Bizarre. All right, well, Lou, thank you so much for calling, and I'm so glad you were able to weigh in. Are you being able to listen to it in real audio, too, or not?
Yeah, I'm listening to it in real audio also. I'm having a tough time hearing Betty on the phone, but
thank you
no problem
all
on real audio.
Words.
And I had sent you a note about a magazine article I'm writing. And if you would forward me that information about some possible royalties,
yes.
I would appreciate it.
Okay, Lou, you are the one. Okay,
and
that's
I will
it.
Get back to you, and maybe we can get Betty a copy of the article after it's printed.
Okay, all right. Lou is writing an article about you, and he wants to make sure that you get some royalties on this, so I'm going to get him your private attorney's number. And
Oh, is he a writer?
Yes, he writes.
Oh, very good.
Yes, so that's okay. Now, Sex Kitten in our chat room has been very patient. She wants to know, from you, Betty, what your advice is for those who want to become models today.
Oh, gosh. I just say go to it if that's what you want to do. And maybe you need to practice some posing if you want to know what to do with your body at all times so you don't sit there like a knot on a log.
Well, you know, I noticed in the pictures of you and your sister, and you talked about, like, holding the Follies Bergère or, you know, you name it. You and your sisters didn't mind posing out in the front yard. You did a lot of posing when you were really
young. We'd even be out there in our bras and panties sometimes. That's where I learned to pose. We would mimic pictures in the movie magazines and in the newspapers. There was a brown section of movie star portraits and full-figure shots in the newspapers every Sunday, and we would play mimicking the poses, trying to look like the movie stars.
All right, so there's some good advice for Sex Kitten, who was asking that, so I hope that's some good advice for her. Let me tell everybody else, as they continue to listen, that, and I'm so glad we've been able to get some of the most active members of the Betty Fan Club in on the lines, but we do have lines open at 800-258-TALK, 800-258-8255. I'm Ann Williams. I host the headliners and the celebrity interviews that we do on Wednesdays. Betty Page, the very famous pinup queen of the 50s, and now she may have been a legend in the 50s, but today there is no question she is the focus of a complete cult following on the internet and among young people all over, kids in college and